Box A, unary operations. These operators are called unary because they act on one variable. The negation operator we are all familiar with from basic mathematics. It simply evaluates to the negation of the variable. The increment operator increases the value of a variable by 1. Note that we can apply the increment operator in both a prefix and postfix form. Similarly, the decrement operator decreases the value of a variable by 1. Note that we can also apply the decrement operator in both a prefix and postfix form. Box B, prefix versus postfix. Observe that the increment and decrement operators can be written as a prefix or postfix. The technical difference between prefix and postfix has to do with when the increment or decrement occurs in a statement. Consider the small program in box B. As an exercise, you ought to type this project in, compile it, and execute it. Based on the output, do you see the difference between the prefix and postfix increment and decrement operator? In the first call to cout, k is incremented first before being displayed. Hence, the number 8 is displayed. However, in the second call to cout, k is first displayed and then is incremented. Hence, the number 8 is displayed again. Finally, we output k a third time to show that it was indeed incremented, but only after it was displayed the second time. Therefore, in a complex expression, when using prefix form, the value is incremented or decremented first before it is used. Conversely, when using postfix form, the value is incremented or decremented last, after it is used. Box C, binary arithmetic operations. C++ contains 5 binary arithmetic operators. 1, the addition operator. 2, the subtraction operator. 3, the multiplication operator. 4, the division operator. And 5, the modulus operator. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division are defined for all numeric types. The modulus operator is an integer operation only. One operator is implemented for std string, and that is the addition operator, which allows you to add 2 strings. Box D, the modulus operator. Because you may not recall the modulus operator, we provide some examples in this box. The modulus operator returns the remainder of an integer division. For instance, take 5 divided by 13. 13 goes into 5 0 times, and hence the remainder is 5. Now take 12 divided by 2. 2 goes into 12 precisely 6 times, and there is no remainder left over. Hence, the remainder is 0. And similarly for the other examples.